And joining me right now here on the phone line to go over the latest in the world of sports, Scott does a great job with the Florida Today newspaper. He has my good friend Tim Walters, Mr. 321. Cue his music.
There's no I in team, but there is in Tim.
How's bowling going on Monday then?
Not very good.
I talk about it on my podcast. On my podcast. Podcast. I love it when a plan comes together.
Tim Walters, how you doing today, buddy?
Hey there, Mark. Just like every week, it's a wonderful day to be alive. And to quote the wonderful Optimus Prime, freedom is the right of all sentient beings. How are you, Mark?
Look, I texted you this morning, you nerd, and I was like, look, Magic keep winning basketball games. No, seriously. For the first time since I think you had your bar mitzvah. That's what it feels like to me. It's been a while. No, I'm just joking. And I texted you. I think you have to bring back the food menu. I think we've done it. I think they're finally going to make the playoffs. And you do this every year when we start the season. I think you need to update the food menu there at the Kia Center. So the floor is yours, buddy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, I mean, they're fourth place in the East. There's, what, 19 games left in the season. You know, they look so good right now. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They've won 5 in a row. Now, they won back-to-back games on the road, which is really awesome. But when you look, it was two of the three worst teams in the league. But, hey, they took care of business. And, Mark, I've been saying since they drafted Paolo Banchero, this guy is a star. And he's leading the team not only in scoring but rebounding. So it's been awesome to watch them, Mark. And so when we're talking about menu items, one of my favorite returning menu items is the Paolo Banchero Ranchero Burrito. It's just musical. It sounds delicious. Doesn't it make you want one, Mark?
Say it one more time. What is it?
Why, it's the Paolo Banchero Ranchero Burrito.
What's in this burrito? As I'm laughing. What's in it?
Well, remember, we talked about how he's actually Italian, so we would probably have to put some Italian-style ingredients. Imagine if you had a burrito maybe that had like a chicken cutlet with some sauce and mozzarella. So kind of like a chicken parmesan burrito. Could you be down for that?
Yeah, that sounds actually appetizing. The problem is I might need a nap after eating this. This is the problem. It's ridiculous. What are you having with this? So you have the burrito and then do you have a beer with it? What are you doing?
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of various menu items, Mark. So, you know, you could get the Jonathan I sack of potatoes, which are potato wedges.
So stupid. That's so stupid. Keep going. What else you got?
Alrighty. Well, I mean, if, you know, you could always get a Caleb Houston, we have a pretzel.
Oh, I like this. I've met Caleb Houston. I don't know if he'd approve of this, but I like where you're going with this, Tim Walters.
Well, you know, we all like pizza. You could get the coal fire pizza for Cole Anthony. And as you mentioned, you could have the coal cola alongside it. So you get your coal fire pizza and your coal cola.
What about the coleslaw? Wouldn't that make more sense?
Too many people throw away coleslaw.
Are you not a fan of the coleslaw?
Not a big coleslaw guy, Mark.
I see. What's funny, this morning I wrote to you saying it should be the Paolo pizza with his Italian heritage, but you turned it down because you want the burrito.
Well, yeah, you've got to have the burrito, but we've also got a pizza. We've had the coal fire pizza for years now, so, you know, we've got to do that. Now, I've always had the Franz fries for Franz Wagner, but you brought up a great idea. You could have the Wagner value meal,
yes,
where you'd get a German bratwurst. You mentioned a German boot beer. You could fill that with Suggs Suds, right? So a Jalen Suggs themed beer. You get your side of Franz fries. And if you want a lighter drink, you could get the Moritz Spritz.
This is brilliant. Brilliant. We need to present this to the Orlando Magic. I have insiders with the team. I think this is the Wagner value meal that you get at the Kia Center. Bratwurst, German boot. What did you say? Suggs Suds as well as the alternative? And
that would be the beer filling the German boot.
Yeah, and then the Wagner fries, right? Or the Franz fries.
Yeah, the Franz fries.
Oh, this This I like. We better make sure we're the people that present this, because they might steal our idea, Tim. They might.
Well, I've actually tried sharing this with some magic people I know, and they laugh. They love the idea, but it's never happened. But maybe that's because they've never had the Chuma Okiki Euro with Tzatziki.
Do you have any others for us? Do you?
Oh, I could keep going. I mean, look, you know, they got the number 6 pick from Arkansas last year, Anthony Black. So you could always have your Anthony Black and chicken sandwich with an Anthony Black and tan.
That sounds good. The Black and chicken? I like this. This is not bad. What else you got?
Okay, well, you know, they also got the number 11 pick from Michigan, Jet Howard. Haven't seen him a whole lot, but you could get the Jet Puff marshmallow sandwich.
Who's driving us home after eating all this stuff?
Well, you know, sometimes they have games earlier in the day on a Sunday. So for Gary Harris, you could get your Bloody Gary.
This is my favorite part about you, and this is why I respect you as a sports journalist. I message you like, hey, you got to update the menu. You're like, no problem. I imagine you spent 45 minutes on this. Is this correct?
Yeah, unfortunately, I did way too much research, because you had a great idea for Joe Ingles, where you had the Joe Ingles Pringles. But see, I thought you could go with the Joe Ingles singles, which are pudding skins like from Seinfeld.
Is this for the little kids? The Ingles? Is this on the kids' menu? And then what was my thing for, oh, Jamal Mosley, the coach, the Jamal Jumbo Burger, right? Is that it?
Yeah, hey, I could go for one of those. And remember, when you've got other players, you don't just have food, Mark. So you could also bring this over into the Magic Pro Shop. Because, you know, you could have the Goga Toga for Big Goga Badatsky.
You're selling togas now at the team shop?
Well, you got to keep it up so you could wear the Wendell Carter belt.
All right, you're done. I'm cutting you off. It's like I'm the
I got one more, Mark. We got to finish him out. Come on.
What do you got?
Well, I mean, when you're all done, you got to comb your hair. You got to put in a little Markel gel.
Never ends with you. It does. So you've been covering sports here for a long time. You're a grizzled veteran. This is the first time they've been this high above 500 since 2012. Can you believe that stat?
I would have guessed 2010, the year they went to the finals with Dwight Howard. So it's been a long time, Mark. This is a fun team to watch. I'm telling you, if people aren't watching the Orlando Magic, look, football's over. March Madness doesn't start for another couple of weeks. Give the Magic a try. Check out a game. You'll watch them and you'll be like, wow, they really are. This is a contender. Now, are they good as the Boston Celtics? No, I think the Celtics probably, I mean, they're by far the odds-on favorite to win the title. But the Magic, I mean, they could be the most improved team in the NBA. I mean, they look really good.
Can I get you to go to a game this year?
Oh, I'd love to go to a game with you, Mark.
All right. We're going to get you out of Tim Island. You're going to get my car, and we're going to go to the Kia Center. Is this a fact?
Oh, absolutely. We've got plenty of time to get there before the playoff starts. Like I said, I believe they have 19 games left on the schedule. So you figure what? Maybe about half of those are home games. We'll find one, Mark. I'm there.
Magic win, 101-99. We're at the post game. Let's go to the media for the questions. Tim Walters from the Florida Today. I have a question for Paolo. Are you interested in us creating a burrito sandwich named after you? That's what it's going to be.
Well, if he's not, he's crazy, because this is kind of like NIL. You know, you got to get your name on it. You got to get it out there. And, you know, maybe it eventually leaves the Kia Center. You go down to Walmart and you get your microwavable Paolo Banchero Ranchero burrito. And it's delicious every time, Mark.
Do you know that the fans demand after every win that they play the song? Have you seen this?
No, I have not.
All right, I'm going to play you the song. Are you mentally prepared for this?
Oh, I'm ready to go.
It's from their inaugural season, the Orlando Magic song. Have you ever heard this before?
I probably have. I'm sure I'll recognize
it. All right, here it is. Do you know this song?
Yeah.
It's so corny. I imagine Tim time traveled back to 1989 and wrote this song for the Magic. Is that right?
Yes, 12-year-old me sitting there watching Jerry Ice Reynolds and, gosh, Terry Catledge. And, boy, those were fun teams. Don't those names make you smile, Mark?
It's so great. It really is. So every time they win, the Magic fans are on Twitter, play the song. So then they play the song on their accounts. It's the best. Man, wait till you do it at the arena. All right, we're going. We're going to a game, and they're going to the playoffs. When's the last time Tim Walters of the Florida Today went to a Magic playoff game?
A Magic playoff game? Oh, boy. You know what? I've never been to a Magic playoff game.
Oh, well, we're going to have to change that, my friend. We're going to have to do that. We're here with Tim Walters, Florida Today newspaper. You want to bring up something you saw last night as well, and it involves Team USA women's soccer. What happened, Tim?
Yeah, if people haven't seen this, and if you woke up this morning and didn't check this out, last night the U.S. women's national team played Canada in the Gold Cup semifinal out in San Diego. Now, first of all, I love the name of the stadium that they play at in San Diego. It's Snapdragon Stadium.
Ooh.
But they had unusual amounts of rain, Mark, like insane amounts of rain. And at some points, it looked like that Florida rain where it just whips through with 40-mile-an-hour winds and then dies down and just rains, and then it whips through again. And so the conditions were awful. It's amazing that they played a soccer game. Those women looked like they were playing on a slip and slide, Mark. It looked like that scene from the Mark Wahlberg movie where he's Vince Papale and they're playing in the rain and the slop and the mud. That was a professional women's soccer game. Now, one of the most amazing things, if you go to, they're tied 1-1, they go into extra time, and Canada has control of the ball in their half of the field. And so the defender, she turns just to kick the ball back to her goalie, like you often see where you kick it to the goalie and the goalie will reverse course, kick it the other side. Problem is, when you're playing in about 2 feet of water, the ball just stopped, never made it even halfway to the goalie, and Sophie Smith was there to just boot it right past the goalie. I mean, I can't believe they played a soccer game in those conditions. But then what's even crazier is with only about a minute left in extra time, Alyssa Nair, the U.S. goalie, she commits a foul in the box. They're in the slop. I mean, they're flailing around in the mud. So Canada gets the ball. They convert the kick, and now it's 2-2, and they got to go to penalty kicks. Well, Alyssa Nair, who had just basically cost the U.S. the victory, she stops not one, not two, but three penalty kicks, and then she also converted on a penalty kick that she kicked in. It's incredible, Mark, but after the game, you know, look, both teams had to play in it, and Team Canada was complaining, oh, we shouldn't have had to play in this, you know, this is unfair to us. Well, both teams played in it, so it's not just unfair to Canada, but great win by the U.S., but you got to watch that video of Smith's goal right there in the extra time, because that Canadian player just turns, and she was just expecting to just simply kick it to her goalie, and the ball just stops dead in what looks like a little lake in the middle of the field. It was incredible, Mark.
Oh, yeah? You know what I did last night? Because I'm a rock star. Here's what happened. So I got home, and I realized I forgot my phone charger back in my office. This was not good. Then my TV remote went out. So here's what I had to do. I had to drive all the way back to my office, pick up my phone charger, then go to the Dollar Tree and get new batteries for my phone. Then went home. Batteries didn't work anyway. That's a big night. Take that, Team USA Women's Soccer.
It wasn't even raining on you, Mark, yet you were still able to accomplish all of those great things.
You know what I tried doing? So when I got home, my phone was at 33%, and this was at about 7 o'clock at night, and I don't have a phone charger. So we've all been in this predicament. I'm like, all right, should I try to wing it till tomorrow morning by not using my phone, or should I go drive back to my office, or should I get super lazy, go to the store and buy another phone charger? Have you been in this conundrum, my friend?
Yes, I was just going to suggest, I know where you live. You're like 2 minutes from a CVS and a Walgreens. Just go get yourself another cord. You've got a job.
I didn't want to spend the $10, though. Is that wrong? I didn't want to do it.
Well, You figure by the time you drove all the way to where you work and back to your apartment, you probably wasted $10 in gas, so you may as well have gotten an extra cord out of it.
That's a good point, but I also did buy batteries at a dollar store, so I think you know how I am as a person. Now, Team USA Women, I like this idea that they're getting pushed around a little by the elements, and I think there was a game the other day where people were messing with them. I like this because they got embarrassed in the last Women's World Cup. I think they need to be pushed around a little to get them angry and motivated for the next World Cup. Do you feel this way?
Yeah, I mean, look, the rest of the world is catching up to the U.S. I mean, our women, obviously, for a long time were far superior, only in that the United States puts more into its women's athletics. Even though we still don't do enough, you know, the women have fought to get equal pay with the men, which they totally deserve. But at the same time, they've always had better facilities and better just about everything than everywhere in the world, except maybe England. So, you know, now the rest of the world is putting a lot of their resources into it. I got to tell you, Sunday I'm looking forward to the Gold Cup final, Mark, because the U.S. is playing the Brazil women's team. And Brazil is another one of those teams with a rich soccer history that are now putting a lot into what their women are doing, not just their men. So, you know, this is going to be real telling about how this team is, what they're doing, how good their interim head coach is. You know, so be watching Sunday Gold Cup final at Snapdragon Stadium.
Where is Snapdragon Stadium?
It's in San Diego. It's where the U.S. What's the women's league nowadays? Is it the NWSL? I know
yes.
They've changed their initials a couple of times. But,
yeah, no, that's correct.
It's where the San Diego team plays.
Snapdragon Stadium. That's fantastic. That is. Hey, I got some for you. I've seen Team USA Women take on Brazil in soccer. I saw it at Camping World Stadium like a decade ago. Does that impress you?
It does impress me, and it would have impressed me even more if you were sitting there munching on a Jonathan High sack of potatoes.
All right, here's what I did. We got tickets right behind the Team USA goalie net, so the whole time there, I was professing my love to Hope Solo. That's the other part of the story.
Oh, she'd toss you around, Mark.
And we'll keep it at that. So we're here with Tim Walters, Florida Today. What are you working on, buddy, for your podcast, the paper? The floor is yours.
Yeah, probably the biggest things we're working on right now is we have, obviously, the Arnold Palmer is going on in Orlando this weekend, but we've got the Players Championship, which will be up Jacksonville way starting next week on the 14th. So I'll probably, like last year, Mark, be coming to you live from Ponte Vedra Beach and TPC Sawgrass, the 50th anniversary of the Players Championship. This week in Florida Today and in the Florida Times Union in Jacksonville, we've been running a five-part series, the 50 best golfers from all 50 states. So in Friday's paper, we'll have the fifth and final part of that. We've got all sorts of stuff, the progression of the purse for the Players Championship, the eligibility requirements. We'll know the field by 4 o'clock tomorrow. We're on Tiger Woods' watch. Will he or won't he in his fifth and final year of eligibility to be in the Players? A lot of people think he's going to do it just late tomorrow, so keep an eye out for that. On the podcast this week, I have Fred Funk, who won the 2005 Players Championship in super dramatic fashion. Again, there were horrible weather conditions. He had to finish his third round on Monday morning, 14 holes. Then he had to play his fourth round Monday afternoon, all 18 holes, in 30-plus mile-an-hour winds, and he made a dramatic putt to stave off a four-person playoff. So Fred Funk, great storyteller on the State of Florida Sports podcast. I'll also have our golf writer Gary Smits on a podcast episode we're taping this weekend. He's got some cool reporting coming out next week, things like what will the Players' Championship look like in 100 years. He's talked to some techies and some people who, I guess, look to the future and know what golf will have 50 years from now. Also, you know, other things we're going to have, obviously, are just the things around the 50th anniversary, some of the history of the Players' Championship. And Gary, he's a super interesting guy. He'll jam-pack all of that in there. So really, Mark, that's a lot of what's going on. Obviously, we've got baseball and softball, high school getting going locally. So in today's paper, we have a thing looking at girls softball in Brevard, and we're going to be taking a look at baseball next week. So, and track and field, of course, is getting going. Mark, there's still all sorts of stuff going on, but what we really need is to get this magic menu to happen.
Yeah, you know what's funny? That was a great preview of what you have going on. is my preview for this segment. All right, Tim came on today. We broke down the magic menu that we want to come up with, right? With bratwurst, burritos. And then Mark broke down the story how he bought batteries at the Dollar Tree last night. Is that what I should do for the tease?
Well, did you wake up this morning and have a Bloody Gary?
All right, here's the other thing. So my dad's birthday's on Saturday. So while I was at the dollar store, I'm like, yeah, I should get him a birthday card. They're here. They were two for a dollar. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, well, I don't need two. I just need one. Do I need two for a dollar? So I got one, wondering if it was going to be a dollar or 50 cents. It was 50 cents. That's right. Am I too cheap on the birthday card, or is it okay that I got the card? That's the question.
I would have gotten the two for a dollar and save one for next year.
That's a good point. I like how you think, my friend. I do. Oh, by the way, March Madness is right around the corner. Are you going to bring back your metal madness bracket?
Ooh, I'm glad you mentioned that, Mark. I better get a bracket together. I don't know what I'm going to do this year. May not have the time, but I will do my best to pull something together for you, because I would imagine we would have to start it next week if I'm going to do something. But we'll see what I can do for you, Mark.
All right, so we've done, like, you've done what, like, best 80s metal songs? And I remember, or how did you do it? Because I remember Metallica's one, I think, won your bracket, right? Is that right?
It did, yeah. There were 16 songs. I thought Whitesnake's Still of the Night should have won, but that bowed out in the semifinals. But, yes, Metallica ended up winning. I think last year I did best tag teams of the 1980s.
Yes.
And, So we'll come up with something completely useless for people to vote on.
All right. I will help you do this. I'm going to call my shot. How about best 1980s one-hit wonder songs for the championship?
Ooh, boy. You know, we could, and we wouldn't limit it just to heavy metal.
No.
Boy, there were a lot of great one-hit wonders.
So, like, okay. So you'd have, like, Major Tom. That's a good song. And Voices Carry, and Rockwell's Somebody's Watching Me. How about that?
Ooh, how about Roxanne's Listen to Your Heart?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, is it just 80s? Should we do that?
I think we would have to stick to 80s, because, Mark, is there any decade better than the 1980s?
No, I was born in the 80s, so it is the greatest decade of all time. And don't you forget. What's that terrible song? It's like, we could keep our clothes on. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, I got to play it for you. Worse. We can. All right, I'm going to play it for you next week. His name is Tim Walters of the Florida Today. My man, thanks for your help and have a great day.
Hey, I appreciate it, Mark. And I love it when a plan comes together.